This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
But you have not sent a letter to the Commandant of West Point, correct?
No, sir, we have not. We had sent a letter to our Commandant here at the Academy.
You go to Bradley Military Academy in Altadena.
That's correct, sir. And we wanted him to give the heads up to the officer who's in charge of West Point. And the reason for that is that when we leave Bradley, we do intend on making West Point our goal for our continuing education, as well as preparing, you know, for eventual duty with either the 82nd or the 101st. But I hope I go to the 101st Airborne. And we've discussed personal initiative as it pertains to our duty and to our country. And that's why we feel it's important to express ourselves.
All right, but you've written here that you want the freedom to wear body piercings and specifically earrings or ear piercings.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
And you also want the freedom to dye your hair if you want to?
Yes, sir.
And you mentioned colors like blue?
Blue or some of the bros want to dye it orange, you know, but...
All right, let me ask you something. What makes you think an organization like the United States Army, especially like 101st Airborne, is going to let you do this?
Well, because it's not really unusual for the military. And here's the point that always people, every time you say this to people, it sort of shuts them down a little bit because they realize you got a good point. Because when I said to some of the people here, we should be allowed to have ear piercings and or body piercings and dye our hair, and they said, yeah, right, it's the Army. I said, yeah, well, guess what, bro? The military already allows tattoos, and right there, they just...
They don't know what to say to that?
No, there's nothing you can say. See, when I remind people of that, suddenly they're saying, you know, they agree with us. And now they agree with us, and they weren't.
But why do you guys want to do this in the first place? You're going to be Army. You're in a military academy. You want to go to West Point. Why do you want to wear body piercings and orange hair in an organization like the Army, or any army in the world that prides itself on the uniform look of the soldiers?
Well, I mean, other than the fact that they already allow tattoos, we feel that being in an elite unit like Airborne or any of the other elite units, we feel we're a cut above the rest of them, and we should be allowed to be more individual. If you saw Black Hawk Down, in that movie, the Delta Force wore their own clothes, and also, you know, they wore the hair that they wanted to wear and everything. If we go into battle as depicted in Black Hawk Down, I'd like to wear certain clothes that is good luck for me.
And, well, what kind of clothing, man? I mean, first of all, Black Hawk, Delta Force is an army.
Well, I mean, like, I've got, it sounds stupid, but I got a Rancid t-shirt that I got at one of their gigs. That's good luck for me.
And, well, I can tell you it's not going to happen. I mean, it's never in the military. It's not going to happen. And they're not going to let you in the Army wear earrings and a Rancid t-shirt unless you are, like, Delta Force. But Delta Force is an army. Isn't that like CIA?
Well, I mean... Yeah, Delta Force is like combined elite special operations, but it's something they need to consider because the average foot soldier right now, more than ever before, does have leverage. I mean, the ones that are making the rules, you know, they're not the ones out in the field during, you know, picking cotton and out, you know, making the enemy dead. You know,
what do you mean by leverage?
Well, I mean, by leverage, this is an important issue for us, and I don't want to have to be in a position where I'm going to make a mistake in order to drive my point home. You know.
Well, okay. You said it. What do you mean by mistakes? What are you talking about by making a mistake? Are you talking about out in combat?
Well, Mr. Henry, there are 250 million Americans who are going to be relying on me and my bros when we get into the armed forces, and I don't think the Army wants to have the issue of earrings and dyeing your hair to stand in the way of that. I mean, if we make a respectful request to West Point to allow us body piercings and hair dye, and then they turn us down, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Well, I mean, in battle, you can get disoriented sometimes from dehydration. and you discern you can't discern friend from foe. You know, I mean, what I'm saying is,
well, what are you talking about? Mutiny?
No, sir, it's not mutiny.
Well, that, are you talking about?
I mean, why do you want to make unhappy the very people that you rely on? Why would you make them unhappy? They're, you know, they're not going to do the job properly. And
all right, well, it sounds to me like, all right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. I'm talking to R.C. Collins of Bradley Military Academy. You want to apply to West, you want to have West Point change its rules so that you have body piercing and hair dye as well as when you get into the Army, okay? And I'm just telling you that the Army won't let you do that. If you talk about not doing your job well...
Well, first of all, I don't know if you've got military experience.
No, I do not.
Okay, well, then you need to maybe listen and learn a little bit. I'm in the military academy now, and then I'll go to West Point. When I go to Iraq, which I very fervently hope I will, I want to go and I want to get the job done, okay? I want to get some payback for a lot of things that happened to our country. And I want to do that. All I'm asking is that we be allowed to have body piercings and certain body art. And the rest of it, they can do what they want. You know, but here's the thing. What, you know, I don't know if you've ever read a book called 7 Days in May. But it's something that...
7 Days in May. Yeah, I've read that book.
You've read it?
Yeah.
Then you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about a military coup. The book 7 Days in May, folks...
Well, I mean, it's possible.
Let me tell people what the book 7 Days in May... 7 Days in May is a fictional account of what would happen in our country if the military took over. A military coup, like the kind we see in... So what that is a threat, okay?
Well, no. I read the book last summer when I was working for Father, and I shared it with a lot of other cadets. And a lot of the guys found it fascinating, and we've had discussion groups, and I told them, really, we're the new generation. We've nicknamed ourselves, we have a nickname, we're called the Blue Hawks, and we're going to, as soon as we get out of the point, go to Iraq and settle the situation there, because we're called the Blue Hawks, and we want to dye our hair blue. And
yeah, but 7 Days in May, you passed that book around to your friends at the academy?
To the other cadets, yes, sir.
Okay, that's a book that talks about a fictional military coup where the military takes over the United States. That's why I said what you're talking about is mutiny.
No, sir, it is not mutiny.
Yes, it is. It's mutiny.
No, because mutiny only happens in the Navy. Jesus. And
mutiny is when... It's not just in the Navy. Isn't mutiny... All right, then maybe I don't know what mutiny is.
Yeah, mutiny happens in the Navy. Hello? I'm talking about doing the job in Iraq. I'm not going to hurt America. We just want to have the right... to wear earrings or body art or have body piercings.
And to dye your hair orange, man, while you're fighting in the United States military. By the way, they buzz your hair off so freaking close. How's anybody going to know it's orange?
No, if you saw Black Hawk Down, a lot of those bros had a mohawk, and it was pretty raging. It was definitely a statement.
All right, I want to ask you something. Why are you reading 7 Days in May and passing it around? It's a book about a military coup.
I'm just saying that the military in this country does all that it can to defend the country. All we ask for is things that we want to have. If the people won't give them to us, then what are we supposed to do?
Then you roll tanks on the Capitol and you, like, arrest everybody in Congress?
If things start to get way out of control, there's a lot of stuff... You know, there's a lot of loose stuff going on around here. You know, there's just a lot of loose stuff.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. R.C. Collins is a young cadet. Here's a kid who read a book, 7 Days in May. Now, what he wants is he wants the right to wear body piercing, to be able to dye his hair blue or orange, things like that, in the Army. When he goes to West Point, they've actually even appealed to the commandant of their academy to contact West Point and to tell them, this is what they want, or else is what it sounds like to me. The kid's talking about, well, you know, you get disoriented, you can't tell friend from foe. And did you ever read the book 7 Days in May? That book came out in the early 1960s, was a bestseller, even was made into a movie. It's about a military coup in our own country. where the military rolls tanks on the Capitol, arrests the president, arrests all the members of Congress, and basically installs a military dictatorship. That's what this kid's talking about. Because they want body piercings and orange hair. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
Dr. Ruth knows more tricks than a monkey on 100 yards of grapevine.
1-800-449-8686, the Phil Hendry Show is back.
In the Department of Defense.
What did he say?
He said there's an elite fighting unit of the Air Force, and they wear tongue studs, and no one cares. And that's what I mean.
All right, we're back with this young man, R.C. Collins. He's a junior cadet at Bradley Military Academy. Soon, you hope, when you graduate, to go on to West Point.
Well, it's more than a hope. My father is very good friends with Congressman Stuper of Northern California, and you got to have a congressional nomination, and it's a slam dunk. What I hope for is when I get out to go to 101st Airborne School. And
yeah, but you 101st Airborne, wearing your body piercings and your orange hair may not happen, man. That's all I'm trying to say.
Well, look, Mr. Hendry, first of all, the Army needs more people, and a lot of people are not enlisting right now. One of the reasons why they're not is because a lot of the lightweights and a lot of the cheap early power that goes into the Army, they saw that they actually got to go over and walk the walk and not just talk the talk. And so they pushed out, if you'll pardon my language, sir, they pushed out, which I'm glad they did, because that leaves people that are definitely hardcore. I'm ready to eat my own guts for my country. But, okay, here's the big thing. I'll go and kill Al-Qaeda, but I want to be able to make a statement about who I am with an earring and blue hair.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let me go over here to Drew. Somebody told me, Drew, you were in the Marines?
Yes.
Oh, go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
I was a sergeant in the U.S. Marines. I spent 4 years in. I did combat tours in the Philippines.
Semper Fi.
Unfortunately, I wasn't able to go to Iraq with my unit. I got out a few months before they got sent over. But I would like to make a few points. You said that all military allow tattoos. The Marine Corps will not allow visible tattoos. You cannot get in the Marine Corps if you have tattoos that are somewhat going to offend somebody.
Well,
you can't.
A friend of mine's brother was in the Marine Corps, and he had a big American flag on his back.
It's not visible, right?
It was not visible.
What about when you take your shirt off?
When are you going to take your shirt off?
Well, in Iraq, it gets to be 150 degrees sometimes.
So let me ask you this. Are you going to go to Iraq and take your shirt off in the middle of a combat zone? Are you going to take off your flak jacket with your bulletproof casings in it to take your shirt off because you're hot?
Well,
you're not going to do that in combat.
What if they tell me to go dig a latrine someplace? I better go take my shirt off then.
So you're going to be out in the hot sun burning.
Right.
With your shirt off. That makes no sense.
Are you telling me that Marines don't have sunblock?
Well, it ain't like you're out getting a tan.
Well,
exactly.
Are you telling me the Marines wouldn't enlist Mike Tyson with his tattooed face? He's as bad as it gets.
You are not going to go out there. The Marine Corps will not allow you to get a visible tattoo. If you do, you will get kicked out.
Well, what about Mike Tyson?
I guess he don't get in.
You don't get in.
The baddest ass on earth, and you're not going to take him.
No, you will not get in. They will not allow that.
All right, so the Marines is out, but you're talking, R.C., about you want to go into Army.
I want to go to 101st Airborne School, yes, sir.
I don't know. Do you know what the rules are, Drew, for the Army? I don't think the Army is probably 101st Airborne sounds pretty that's a probably tough little thing to do, and I don't think they're going to. I can't imagine any unit of the Army letting a guy walk around with an earring and orange hair.
Did you ever read 7 Days in May, Sergeant?
No, I have not read that.
Okay. See, right now, the military has the power, and why shouldn't we be able to at least say, there's a lot of loose stuff around here, and people need to tighten it up.
What are you talking about, man?
You're you're going off on something. You're trying to break down the whole idea of a unit being coherent. You're not supposed to be an individual in the military because you will not fight effectively that way. That's proven over time. Not by your idea that, hey, if I have an earring, I'm going to go out and get it infected in the middle of a combat zone and have to get it taken care of while I'm getting shot at. That's not going to happen.
They're not going to allow that. Aren't there medics there to take care of that?
Yeah, that's what the guy's got all the time in the world for, to take care of your infected ear.
Well,
are you going to tell me that you're going to pack your sea bag with a bunch of hair dye so you can lug it out in the middle of a field? How are you going to wash that out of your hair? I've dyed my hair before, sure, but I'm not about to do it in the middle of a field with my canteen.
Well, but in Black Hawk Down, the Delta Force guys...
Okay, I'm sorry. Black Hawk Down was a movie. Where's the fact in that? Are you telling me that Black Hawk Down was an absolute correct version of exactly what happened?
Yeah, it was based on the book, what the guy wrote.
Okay,
and Delta Force had their own haircuts.
Let me just explain to you. In Black Hawk Down, you saw a helicopter make a movement that is impossible by physics. That is not a real movie. People in that movie were in that movie for entertainment purposes. Yeah, sure.
I know what's wrong. You're thinking of Spider-Man. That's not the same movie.
What do you mean Spider-Man?
No, Black Hawk Down was based on the book.
Well, it might have been based on a book, but Hollywood...
it's for entertainment. It sold movies to make money. It's not to show a history. It wasn't, you know, some sort of documentary.
The Delta Force guys walked up to one ARAB.
In Delta Force. Delta Force is four-man teams that go out on their own. They don't have a command. They have to blend in with civilian population. They're not going to be looking like a military guy getting intel. They're going to look just like the people are so they can get their intel that they need.
But that sounds bitching.
That's not the Army. That's not the Marines. That's like CIA. That's like Defense Intelligence Agency. Some kind of crap like that. That's not 101st Airborne or the Marines.
Yeah, you know how
Mr. Hendry. You're not even in the military.
Okay.
Yeah, right. You want to keep telling me that. I spent 4 years in the Marine Corps.
No, Mr. Hendry's
sergeant.
I
am in the inactive reserves as we speak. I work with Veteran Affairs with you guys every day because I love the military.
Don't you think that Mr. Hendry ought to flush out his headgear?
Speaking of movies, man, how many times did you see Full Metal Jacket for that line?
Yeah.
You know, RC, Delta Force, whatever, why don't you just try getting out of the academy first and getting into West Point?
I told you, it's a slam dunk. Father knows the congressman.
All right, Drew, thank you very much, sir. You've been very patient.
Let me tell you something, Drew.
Thank you.
If I'm going to die for a word, my word is poontang.
That's real nice, man, that you know that movie so well. Why don't you watch it another 100 times this weekend with your bros? 1-800-449-8686.
You're just jealous on account of you're bald and you can't dye your head orange. You'd look like a pumpkin.
All right. You know what, man? Dwayne, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Dwayne?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go right ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'm trying to understand when he's going to grow up. I mean, in this world, we have rules. If he wants to be in the 101st Airborne, that's fine. But that's an elite group, and he needs to go by their rules. I mean,
we're petitioning West Point for them to loosen it up a little bit.
For a living, and I'm on the road right now. What if I got on the road and did 100 miles an hour and 70? You know, you don't do that. You follow rules.
If you did 100 miles an hour, you'd get home a lot quicker. Did you ever hear that song, 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight? That guy's popping little white pills and everything.
Yeah, taking bennies, breaking the law. That dude probably won't get home alive in that song.
Well, this guy's a trucker. He wants to get home to his vittles and good kissing. Ain't that right? Well, ain't it? Hey!
I think we lost Dwayne. Listen, kid, don't be such a smart aleck. Listen to the words of experience. Listen to the people that are trying to... They've been there. You haven't.
You're telling me those guys have had tongue studs and orange hair.
No, I'm not. I'm telling you they've been in the military.
All right, they've been in the military, but I had body piercings and orange hair. Okay, so, you know, one kind of balances out the other.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, tongue studs and orange hair, man, You know what? Boy, see, one hand I got a combat veteran, the other a guy with orange hair. Where do I go? I mean, Whose club do I join? 1-800-449-8686.
1-800-449-8686.
Basic training rolls right off my knife.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
He said the Marines, you can't have a visible tattoo.
I'm not talking about being in the Marines. For the 100th time, I'm talking about being in the Army. And the Army, 101st Airborne, can be as good as the Marines. Look, right now the Army's a joke compared to the Marines. We need to make it elite, like in the movie Heartbreak Ridge, where that one sergeant says, we are preparing an elite unit.
Yeah, man, look, all of these movies...
The point is, Mr. Hendry, we're trying to bring our personalities to the new military. America's changing, and so is its military. We've got to be just as wily and just as hardcore as our enemy. And that begins with giving personal initiative to the combat soldier. I'm not talking about breaking no rules. All I want to do is have a tongue stud on a Saturday night.
Look at pal. That's breaking a rule.
Yeah. You know, it's hell to be airborne on a Friday night in St. Louis.
1-800, what does that mean?
You don't know what that means?
No.
You've never heard that?
No, I've never heard. What is it?
It's hell to be airborne in St. Louis on a Friday night. You're broke by Saturday morning.
I don't. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Robert. Robert, go ahead.
Good evening, Phil. How are
you? Yes, sir. Fine.
I think this young gentleman is a mental midget. He doesn't understand. If he's in a military academy and has this way of thinking, he really needs to talk to his commanding officer and his lieutenants and get a clue. The point about the military is not standing out as one. It's being a unit.
That's
and if he wants to be
said.
Part... Let me finish.
That's what the other
if
guy
you
said.
Want to be part of an elite unit, then you have to be part of a unit, which means you fall in on the same book, in the same pages, just like your brother. You learn to do things exactly alike so that if I have to take a combat stance, I know the person right behind me has got my back because they're in the same stance. We work alike. We eat alike.
Wait a minute.
We
Wait,
march alike.
That's why we all want to wear earrings.
The military.
That's why we all want to wear earrings. We are nicknamed the Blue Hawks.
Look, I just got out of the military. I don't want to wear no earrings. I don't want anything in a combat zone that if the sunlight hits and it gives my position away, why would I want to have an earring in? Why would I want to have a nose ring in?
Okay.
Why would I want to have a tongue ring in?
Let me ask
just
you
for
this.
For that simple purpose, if you've got the enemy flying over you and the sun hits you just right, guess what? You just pinpointed yourself and your whole elite team, Mr. I want to be 101st
okay.
Airborne.
And one other thing that it does is it intimidates the enemy if you wear skull earrings.
It intimidates the ear. You want to tell you what intimidates the enemy? What intimidates the enemy is idiots like you that can't make it in the U.S. that goes out and tries to get on some other foreign country's military. That's what they really fear, is idiots like you.
Sir, okay, if what you just said is true, I guess they don't allow African-Americans in the U.S. military.
Why?
On account of the gold teeth they have. Oh, gotcha.
What?
The gold teeth?
Yes.
You know, in a combat zone, I don't think they're smiling. Have you ever held a weapon in your hand?
You need to get on your knees and respect me. I'm your future. That's all I'm saying.
The Army of the future? I'll tell you what, the Army of the future holds nothing compared to the United States military, period. There is no military of the future. It's a military of what it was before, what it is now, what it was in the past. It's not going to change. It's uniformity. It's one team together.
Right.
You know,
so what's wrong with the Blue Hawks wearing earrings and skull nose rings?
You're not the Blue Hawks. What, are you going to form your own thing called the Blue Hawks?
That's what we're proposing, yes, sir.
That's not going to happen, man. First of all, you're 16. You're going to have to be in the military for, what, 8-9 years before you start getting into some elite stuff like that, as you said. And what do you mean they don't allow African-Americans because they got gold teeth?
Well, the guy...
The man just said they're not going to be smiling out there.
Yeah, what if they're grimacing from the heat of the sun?
You know what? I'm going to tell you. I just got back from Iraq, and you don't grimace because of the heat of the sun. You understand that that's a war zone. You understand that the breath that you take may be your last breath that you take because it is a war zone. You don't understand bullets flying over you, rockets and mortars coming in all the time. At no specific time, you don't smile about nothing because it's not fun.
Okay.
It's something that we dedicated ourselves to defend our country, and you know what? It's not fun to have rockets and mortars and gunfire come your way and lose your friends, but you know what? We have the pride because we are a unit and not an individual.
Hey, can I ask you something? And I don't mean to be stupid, but did you guys ride in Humvees?
Absolutely.
What if somebody cut one in there?
What if somebody what?
Cut one?
You know what?
What an idiot.
Phil, so I listen to you almost every night that I'm on the road.
I want to know one thing.
You need to take this kid and get him off the air and go on to something else.
No, I need to ask the man something because I respect what he done in Iraq, and we want to go over there and finish the job. But don't you think that we need to step it up a little? Maybe we need to have an Elite unit with blue hair. I don't know. I mean...
Yeah, okay, that's it, man. Those guys are doing a job just fine right now, okay? What's killing us is having jackballs like you on the air, which gets everybody to think that everything's failing, and so some jackass writes an editorial in a newspaper, and everyone gets nuts. They're doing fine. Just fine. They don't need you and your skull earrings and your blue hair.
Hey, Phil, one more thing.
Thanks a lot, General Patton. Very nice to hear from you.
I'm just telling you from the standpoint of a sane man. I may not be a military guy, but at least I haven't been in a freaking padded cell lately.
And so one more thing, please.
Yeah.
This young man, two callers before, the Marine that came on, the Sergeant.
Yeah.
You know, when I was in the Navy, I was stationed with the Marines. I was a Navy corpman, and I was stationed with the Marine units at BLT-25 out of Camp Pendleton. You, son, do not have the right to say Semper Fi to anybody. You don't know what it means. You don't know what it stands for. And you know what? If I was around you right now, I'd slap your mouth. Because you got no business saying that word.
What are you talking about? You have no idea
what it means.
That's what Marines say to each other.
That's what Marines say to each other.
And you're not a Marine, and I don't want to hear it out of your mouth.
You wait. I'll come out of a cave with Bin Laden's head on a stick, and then you'll know. Yeah, he's laughing now.
Yeah, you know, when you come out of a cave with Bin Laden's head on a stick, man, I'll tell you what. I'll buy you...
Look, it Semper Fi's like a secret handshake.
I tell you what you do. You and the Blue Hawks, you come up with your own thing.
We've come up with a couple of things. One of them is, you know, pride in our country, stuff like that.
I'll tell you what, I'll make you this offer. If you and the blue hairs, and normally the blue hairs that I think of, and please forgive me for my disrespect here, but most of the blue hairs I know are little old ladies. So if you and your blue hairs actually want to do something, I will have no problems leaving my phone number and address with Phil, and I'll get a couple of my Marine buddies, and we'll take you on a paintball just to show you what it's actually like.
Are you kidding me?
I
kick ass in paintball. I'm walking terror in that. Anyway, what I want to say is...
Okay, that's fine. Then why don't you play paintball with these guys?
I'm busy this weekend. But what I was going to say is we've got a slogan for the Blue Hawks. And here it is. You ready? If I'm going to die for a word, my word is poontang.
Right out of Full Metal Jacket again. All right, thanks very much, Robert.
Thank you.
I just remembered it from the movie.
You know, that guy ain't buying you at all, man.
He just said he'd buy me a drink.
He said he'd play in paintball. Paintball. That's a good idea for you, RC. You can go with those guys and get your ass kicked at paintball. You still there?
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm sad.
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Hey, Popeye, why don't you grab a piece of spinach and slide off?
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
I don't know what you're talking about, and neither did that jarhead. Delta Force, they're everywhere. Nobody even knows.
Don't ever call a Marine a jarhead. Just like the guy said, don't even use Semper Fi unless you're a Marine, okay? With your blue hair, your nose ring, your body piercings, and your freaking hair dye in your knapsack.
It's not called a knapsack. Didn't you hear what the jarhead said?
Don't keep calling him a jarhead. 1-800-449-8686. And like the guy said, Black Hawk Down was a movie.
Yeah, he doesn't know. He's jealous. He's a Marine. Those guys was their Delta Force, which is Army.
It is an Army. Anyway, here's Kurt. Kurt, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, Phil, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing well.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here. How are you?
I'm fine, sir. Go ahead.
I think you've got some. You've got a young guy in here who doesn't realize that. They look for his attitude. They look for his mentality right when he goes in the service, and this guy's not going to last a week. He's not going to last a day.
How come? Just because I want to have blue hair.
If you join, you want to go to the 101st, you're going to have to join the infantry. You want to go to the infantry, you go to Fort Benning, Georgia, and you'll get down there to basic training, and they'll drum you out within a couple of weeks.
Now, Kurt, if you don't mind me asking you, have you been involved with the airborne, and particularly my understanding is you have some information about the Somalia operation, the Black Hawk Down, the movie that was based on it?
I do. I was there. Bravo Company, 3rd Ranger Battalion, 75th Ranger Regiment.
Are you kidding me?
Will you shut up, kid? Go ahead, man. Go ahead, Kurt.
I was there. I served from 88 to 86, or 96.
Did you kill any skinnies?
All right, hold on for a minute. Shut up, kid.
That's a dumb question.
Go ahead, Kurt. So now, did you also work on the film?
Yeah, actually, when I didn't work on the film, Mark Bowden came down to interview us kind of the mid-90s to write the book. And then when they started to look at the film in the late 90s, they brought down the crew, and I'd actually left, but the crew met and spent time with not only the Ranger Battalion there at Fort Benning, which was the 3rd Battalion, but they went over to North Carolina, Fort Bragg, and spent time in Delta Force over there.
Now, did you see the movie? Because I heard this Marine say he thought the film was silly, that there were some unrealistic things. How did you feel the movie reflected the actual experience you lived?
The actual experience was pretty close. They moved some of the people around. They changed a couple of names because of some things that happened after the movie. But the actual action and even some of the comical parts were right on. Very close.
Now, you know how that one Delta Force guy comes up behind those two Somalians who were on those, I don't know, they were on some kind of a rocket, and he just sneaks up behind him and, like, you know, strangles them like with one deft move. Is that some kind of a James Bond move, or do those guys know how to do that stuff?
Well,
tell us all about it.
Hold on for a minute. Will you put this kid on hold before I kill him? Go ahead.
No, I can't attest to that. I was in the Ranger Battalion, and the Delta Force guys were there. They actually wore authentic gear. So what you see in the movie with the crash helmets and the black, I mean, that was actually realistic. We trained with those guys. So I mean, they train pretty intensely in that type of stuff, but I can't say that that was a real event.
Yeah, they know how to do that stuff. Who commands those guys, Kurt? Are they Army, or are they CIA, or are they...
No, the Ranger Battalion falls up under SOCOM, and so does Delta.
Oh, that's Special Operations.
Down in Florida, there's the United States Army Special Operations Command, and at the time, it was commanded by a guy named General Downing.
Uh-huh.
And of course, the guy who
put me on hold like that.
Hold on. This kid busted off a hold. If I hear that kid get off a hold one more time, bud, I'm coming over there and I'm going to kill you.
I can't help it.
Go ahead, Kurt.
So, part of the problem with the whole thing is the guy who actually commanded Task Force Ranger, which was the name of the joint operation between us, the Pakistanis, and the Marines, was a guy named General Garrison, who had no special operations experience at all.
The Pakistanis were with the UN, right?
Yeah, they were part of the UN. We were too. We were there as a UN.
What was this guy's? Who was this general? What was his name?
The guy's name was General Garrison. In fact, the day after Muhammad Adi died of natural causes, Garrison retired the following day.
Is that the guy that Sam Shepard plays in the movie?
Or
is
that's him. That's
so this guy was this guy was like a total any good. That's interesting to know. Well, Kurt, you're an interesting guy.
I just want to know what he thinks about our idea for the Blue Hawks.
All right, anyway, Kurt, you don't have to answer that. Kurt.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Henry. Kurt, sir, thank you for your service to our country. Do you think African Americans should have gold teeth is all I'm asking? on account of it glints off the sun.
All right, thanks. Thanks a lot, Kurt. An interesting guy, isn't he?
Yeah, he's very interesting. I noticed.
I'm not talking to you. So that guy was with the whole. Okay, 1-800-449-86. He was really a 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Show me where it says bone smoker in the Constitution.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
So I want you to look me in the face and tell me I don't have what it takes.
You don't have what it takes.
I don't believe you.
Why?
Because you're not looking me in the face.
Because I'm on the phone with you, you dumb kid. Number two, go ahead. Where are you anyway?
Gold's Gym.
Boy, that's a little gay, isn't it?
Oh. So, just because it's not in the Constitution, you still think bone smoke is a part of the code, huh? Well, let me...
Get out of here, you and your friends. You and the Blue Hawks. With your blue... This kid, he wants to petition West Point so that he can wear, you know, his skull nose ring. How come black people can go in the army? When they smile, the sun glints off their gold teeth. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.